It's the first weekend of summer, and it looks as if the weather is going along with the concept. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here to highlight two events to get us outside and enjoying the season. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
It looks like beach weather for the start of the season, and in New Hampshire, that means people are going to be flocking to Hampton Beach.
Yes, and it's a perfect time to head out to Hampton Beach because they're in the middle of their master sand sculpting competition.
Yeah, so it's not just like a sand sculpting display, which I think a lot of people think, you know, buckets of sand and you make a castle. This is a real hardcore competition.
Exactly. These people really get into it. So it actually started earlier this week. They brought in the sand. They kind of worked with the sand to get it to the consistency that they liked. And then starting Thursday, they started creating these sculptures. And they really do go way beyond kind of the buckets and moats that you made as a kid. If you look at some of the ones on the website from last year, you'll even see things where there are bridges. So there's like space below the sand, and it's all about packing in sand because it's just sand and water that they're using.
We can't actually use the sand that's on the beach there. They have to use a special type of sand. That's why they truck in tons of the stuff. Why is that?
Yes, well, so beach sand apparently is round. This is what one of the organizers told me. If you looked at it under a microscope, it's round sand. They bring in a sand that's actually granite, and it's kind of flat, so it stacks better, holds better, and then, you know, the way, depending on the way you want to use it, you use maybe different levels of moisture. So some people really like it packed tight, not a lot of water. Some people use more water, and that's really all you have to work with in terms of holding things together.
How do they hold it together when they're done? I mean, how does the wind and you know, rain, how does that not just destroy these things within hours?
So after the competition is totally done, they spray it with a mixture, a little bit of Elmer's glue and water, and that kind of creates a little bit of a candy shell on the outside of these sculptures. And so that, and they kind of do it over and over again through early July. So if you don't get a chance to go out this weekend, you can still see the sculptures for the next couple of weeks, and they usually hold pretty well.
And what might we see this year? Are there returning competitors that are, you know, have aspirations to, you know, world domination? Are we going to see some returning artists?
Yes, I think there are about eight sculptors who are returning, and two of the sculptors this year just were recently at the world competition. One, I think, won the world competition, and the other was, you know, a runner-up, second place. So you've got two of the best sand sculptors in the world here.
Another event you're highlighting this week caught my eye because several of us in the newsroom were actually talking about this last week, about model rocketry. And, you know, a few of us had grown up with a hobby, but we were wondering if it really was something that kids were exposed to anymore. And apparently they are.
It is. It's alive and well out in Warner at Warner Farm Field this Saturday at 1 p.m. Sunday is their rain day. It's the Kearsarge Area Rocket Society, their monthly launch. They do one of these every month. They always have the launch on Saturday, rain day on Sunday. And it's just, you know, bring your model rockets and they'll launch them.
Can novices get involved with that?
Absolutely. You can go. If you've never put one together before, you can absolutely head out there on Saturday, talk to people who put them together, watch the launch. You could even bring your own rocket. You know, there are some that are really simple. I was talking to one of the organizers. He was saying, you know, you can get ones that aren't super powerful, are very easy to put together, just an hour or two, you know, from a hobby shop. The puzzle is whatever you're interested in. You know, if you want to go up really high, there are ones that go up really high. There are ones that come down in different ways. Maybe they use like a helicopter pattern to come down or have certain parachutes. There are ones that it's all about the payload, being able to carry something really heavy. Even ones, apparently an egg locker is a big deal.
An egg locker. What is that?
Yes. So this is one where you can take an egg up in the rocket and it'll come down safely. What secretly you're doing is you're doing a lot of math and science in order to figure out how to do that and how to do that correctly.
Yes. So there's a science component along with this.
And, you know, from a kid's perspective, you're getting to do something really fun, right? You're getting to get rockets take off.
You're blowing rockets up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you have to learn how to compensate for the wind. You have to learn how to put them together, put the right fins on so they go up straight. So a whole lot of different, you know, elements of physics and math. There are all levels. So wherever you are, you can start and get into it.
Amy Diaz is editor of The Hippo. She joins Morning Edition many Fridays to talk about interesting events in New Hampshire. You'll find more information about these events at nhpr.org. Happy summer, Amy.
Have a great weekend.